Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show. Before I went to the break, I was dealing with the who is really running the world. As Patrick Gibson said, who's running these Muppets, right? He says, who's running these Muppets? I went to the International Monetary Fund website the other day because I was reviewing some of these activities of the United Nations organization. It's an NGO, okay? It's a non-governmental organization, admit it. But it is the global government. It's lawless, it's renegade, it's crazy. But somebody here, the President of the United States and his cabinet or his State Department, will be acting in an extra-constitutional, lawless event in participation with their leadership in the National and the UN Security Council. 1 year after the global economy came close to meltdown, political leaders and financial officials around the world will meet at a series of high-profile events this month, ending with the IMF World Bank annual meetings in Istanbul in early October. İyi akşamlar. Assessing the global reaction to the crisis and what to do next will be the top of their agenda. Hey, so is it the Congress of the United States that's running the stimulus idea? Was those who say it was my idea and what we have done are bold, brave actions that we came up with, the guys in power, was it their idea? Was it their idea? Or is there somebody outside the United States government telling these guys what to do? That's a question that hits me, is who's running, you know, as Patrick said, who's running these Muppets? It's interesting. Not whether they're Muppets or not is a whole different thing. And this is being reported by the IMF. This is actually an article written by one of their folks on their website. Let's see. He says one of their main guys, IMF Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn, emphasized that the recovery will be sluggish, that jobless recovery remains a risk. I am concerned, this Dominique Strauss-Kahn is concerned about the social and economic costs of high unemployment, which will persist even as financial markets and output stabilizes. He needs to go talk to Congress because it looks like very much that he's possibly one of the guys in charge. Okay, let's go on to something else. Path to recovery. This is the IMF article. IMF says the global economy is beginning to pull out of its deepest recession since the Great Depression, but its uneven remains dependent on, listen, on policy support. Whose policy? This recovery is uneven, remains dependent on policy support. Whose policy? The IMF policy. If the IMF is deciding on what's in the World Bank, the little club, when they come up with a policy, it's important for all of us to jump to not jump ship and to get on board and do what they tell us to. Listen to what it said. Economic data from advanced and emerging market countries show that the worst of the recession is over, with rates of decline leveling off and some recording positive growth, not necessarily yet here in America, while financial conditions in mature and emerging markets have continued to improve, the global financial system is far from returning to normal, and many markets remain highly dependent on, listen, public support. If we can get the minions to participate, how about baiting them with cash for clunkers? Cash for clunkers, by the way, is equivalent to money spent in America is being spent in Germany and in Britain, in the associated countries. It's happening around the globe, folks. It isn't an American idea. Somebody else is yanking the strings. IMF says, going forward, the pace of recovery will be sluggish. IMF officials say private demand is likely to be held back for some time by limited credit availability. Household desire to rebuild balance sheets, those mean, evil people who are trying to get themselves out of debt, and still rising unemployment. And these people aren't getting jobs. Therefore, the IMF, this is the policymakers here, the International Monetary Fund, who's running our policy? Is it the Congress? Is it the President? Is it the Secretary of the Treasury? Let's see what it says here. Therefore, the IMF is emphasizing that stimulus measures adopted to combat the crisis should be withdrawn only when the economic recovery has taken hold and unemployment is set to decline. This is from the IMF. IMF helped coordinate the global response to the crisis. a response that most likely averted a far worse collapse by pressing for a coordinated stimulus. Whose policy was it? Whose bold actions took care of us and saved us from our own catastrophe? The IMF indicates in their article to their own people that it very well may have been them. And they're begging these governments to make sure you're coordinating with them with regard to your policy. The IMF says it has stepped up lending as encouraging low-income countries to expand budget deficits in response to the crisis. They're begging low-income countries to go into debt. Please, please, go into debt. This, you know who they're going to be in debt to? The banking powers. If you're in debt, you are going to be a slave to the person that you are in debt to, so says the Bible. This is what's going on. As the economy recovers, there will be a need for global rebalancing of demand across countries, those little SDRs and stuff, which would require strong policy actions, including the fixing the financial system in advanced economies and boosting domestic spending in emerging Asia. Somebody else is at the helm, folks. This is what this is saying. This is the IMF telling us how the world is running right now. They're communicating their directives. This is the Commodore giving tactical commands to carry out the plan. Yes, but we can't say we haven't been warned. You know, there is an answer to this. There is an answer to this. I'm not just going to be saying this stuff so we can get all spun up. You've got to take control right where you are. When somebody comes up and says, change the Bill of Rights so that somebody who is outside, somebody else on our new global utopia, can't just unilaterally come in and take control of Florida. When they do that, they're going to say, oh, but this little provision has been used in the past to discriminate against people. Yeah, but the thing right under it says it shall not be used for discrimination. It's been fixed. But what it does is it protects you in Florida from anybody outside Florida telling Florida what Florida ought to be doing. Now, if you want to abandon your rights, your fundamental rights protected by the Constitution, if you'd like to take down your walls, well, go ahead. You can't say you haven't been forewarned. The IMF, International Monetary Fund guys, will continue its surveillance of the international financial system, raising flags about potential problems and presenting policymakers with options for how best to respond. So where are we getting these ideas? Who's driving this? Who is controlling these Muppets? The fund will also continue to provide technical assistance to countries as they design and implement reforms to improve regulation of their financial sectors. In addition to policy discussions, these meetings that are the G20 and the IMF World Bank meeting that's going to be happening in Turkey, these meetings were going to be a forum for policymakers to meet with civil society organizations and the private sector. So you can go to the town hall meeting of the G20. I doubt it's going to be you. It's probably Council for Foreign Relations and other NGOs and things like that, right? The IMF, I wonder if you can just walk in to this town hall meeting to meet with these decision makers of your future. The IMF has held informal meetings with these groups and will continue to do so as officials from the fund travel to Turkey over the next few weeks. İyi akşamlar. Okay, the host country is expecting 13,000 participants to attend the meetings over the course of several days. They've just been through a massive flood. Oh, yeah. They better get some cleanup going. The IMF's policy advisory group, the International Monetary Financial Committee, will meet on October 4th. The Development Committee will meet on October 5th. These meetings are an opportunity for ministers of finance and central banks governors from all countries to get together to discuss global economic issues and give guidance to the IMF. There's another government going on, folks. This is just really amazing. And we're not paying attention. You say, well, what's wrong with it? It's a minister of mammon, not a minister of God for our good. We can't serve both. I'm going to go to something else that was kind of interesting. Again, our number here is just you find out what you're listening to, this insane stuff. It's kind of poking you in the brain. You don't really know what to make, what kind of sense to make of this. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I have this Faith and Freedom show. Eventually, you know, you will see why faith is tied to this. I say our faith, our freedom is in proportion to our faith, and it's not just blind faith. It's just not wishful thinking. We got a lot of wishful thinking happening in joint sessions of Congress right now. But faith is based on knowledge and truth. You can't have faith in that which is false. You may have a wishful thought on something that is false, but it ultimately will lead you to catastrophe. If you think the flapping of your arms will provide enough aerodynamics to overcome gravity when you jump off the Empire State Building, well, that was wishful thinking. There's going to be a catastrophe. You'll have a little time to enjoy the view, in-flight entertainment, while you're in a nosedive, but ultimately it will lead to destruction. Faith requires knowledge of truth. If you act on what is true, you're okay. You can act on what is true in spite of what you see in front of you. In fact, you can be not afraid of the in-flight entertainment and the sky is falling reports if you know what the truth is. And if anybody knows the reference to "the truth shall make you free," I'd love you to give me a call at 888-850-1872. What's the context of that? What is there a prerequisite of knowing the truth? What is the prerequisite of determining truth? 888-850-1872. I'm going to go to, when we come back from the break, I'm going to take a break in a couple of minutes. I had a homeschool mom talk to me today, or actually yesterday, and asked me to say something, and I said too much. But you know what? I think I stirred up her class. I asked the boys, I said, "Hey guys, what would keep you from going to jail? I mean, no, what would keep you?" I said, "Does anybody think it's okay to go to war, you know, be in the army?" Guys raise their hand. I says, "What would keep you not from going to war?" And one kid says, "Well, if I didn't like what they were, if I didn't like what they were fighting about, I wouldn't go to war. I wouldn't." I said, "Well, if you do that, you're going to jail. But if you believe truly that'd be sin for you to go to war, then you ought to be protected because the government cannot protect you from the punishments of Almighty God, so they can't really use a sword." Hey, I'm going to take a call here. Caller, thanks for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
David, in about an hour or less, one of the most sophisticated vehicles man's ever devised is going to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere at around 17,000 miles an hour, carrying 6-7 human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll have everybody's prayers that these astronauts will return safely here in Florida in the next couple of hours, because the shuttle's returning to Earth today. So,
okay.
Just want to ask everyone out there to pray for their safe landing.
That's a good word. And I will tell you also, there's a guy who does the math for those trips. I'm going to try to get on the radio. We're going to schedule an interview, and we're going to try to do it here. We're going to take all my stuff and put it in another room. We're going to have lunch and chill out with the guy who's a grandson of Mahatma Gandhi. And he's got firsthand knowledge of the person of Mohandas K. Gandhi, and we're hoping to have him. And he actually works doing the math to make sure that that stuff doesn't happen.
I can't wait to hear the interview.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff. And he's also going to give us a perspective on Afghanistan and Pakistan. And
you're telling me, I think that's the gentleman that carried the the New Testament around?
Yes.
So
it'll be interesting, and we just got to get his schedule coordinated with ours. So and some of the wrecks that happened with guys coming back in the atmosphere, he did the math on paper and gave them a little warning, and it didn't agree with their computers, so they rejected him. So it was good stuff. And guess where he learned his math?
Where?
His grandfather. It's good stuff. Yeah, so we're going to have a good time. Hey, thank you for the call. Hey, we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back here after the break on the Faith and Freedom Show, 888-850-1872. I'll play a clip from something that I prepared for a class of high schoolers. We shall return.